now I'm talking to Irene Gunning, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Irish Hospice Foundation. Hello, Irene.
Hello. Just to say straight off, I'm the Chief Executive of Early Childhood Ireland.
Okay. Right. Well, I hadn't got the note, didn't say that clearly enough. Okay, Irene.
Okay. And just that Early Childhood Ireland, we're running Pajama Day.
That's right. Okay.
On behalf of...
of the IHF.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right, well then, Irene, sorry about that little hiccup there. First,
no problem.
First interview of the programme and I'm already making mistakes. My goodness gracious me. Anyway, it's live radio. What can you do? Okay,
yeah.
Irene. Okay, the Children's Hospice Home Care Programme. Tell me about it, please.
The Children's Hospice Foundation Home Care Programme offers support to families who are caring for children who are very seriously ill in their own homes. So now the funding from National Pajama Day this year will support a dedicated hospice home care service for those children. It'll support the Irish Hospice Foundation in funding 5 out of 8 outreach nurses in the community.
Right.
And just to say to you like that, at a national level, it's estimated that there's over 1,400 children living with life-limiting illnesses in Ireland.
Right, that's quite a lot, Irene, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's about 350. Yeah, it is a lot, children per year, who have you know, all of that tragedy within their families. So then let me tell you about National Pajama Day, how you can help.
Do please, yeah.
Yeah. Early Childhood Ireland's National Pajama Day. We're now in the 9th year, and so far we've raised over 1.5 million, and we have given it to different children's charities over the years. And it's a very popular fundraising drive in this country, and it gives parents and children and childcare providers the opportunity to support, you know, a really worthy children's charity. And, you know, it's kind of like our motto is it's children helping other children and having fun.
Yeah.
And there's already now up to 150 of the Dublin Early Childhood and Education Services are registered to take part in this year's Pajama Day, which will be held on Friday, March 23rd.
Okay.
And we're hoping, really hoping, to reach our target of raising over 300,000.
Yes, yeah.
So how do people get involved? So if you're not already registered, you can do that by calling in 087-275-5675, where a Pajama Day coordinator will take registration, or you can contact us online, www.earlychildhoodireland.ie, all one word, lowercase, and you know, you can register there.
Yeah, how will the fundraising take place? Is it through sponsorship, Irene?
Yeah, through sponsorship. Yeah, the children go, you know, off to daycare and playgroup as usual, but as a bit of fun, they wear their pyjamas. And, there's sponsored little cards, and, that's how the parents can get involved and, you know, send in the money. And it's true sponsorship, yeah.
Yeah, well, this money is badly needed, Irene, isn't
it
that
is.
Right? Yeah.
It is. It's going, I mean, we picked out the Irish Hospice Foundation, and we are working with them. We worked with them last year, this year, and next year, so that they can, you know, build up their caring teams that go out into the community and support children who are very seriously ill.
Yes, I see. Okay. I noticed too that since 2007, a total of 1,500 healthcare professionals have received training.
Yes.
Just tell me a little bit about this, Irene.
The specialised training that is needed to work with families at home and to provide the type of care that is needed in the home. It's very specialised. on top of their own medical training, and it enables them to you're in the child's home, you're in with the child's family, to be able to be there and to do your work well and support of the whole family.
Yes, it must be fairly traumatizing too for people to work with children who are have such life threatening illnesses and who with life limiting illnesses.
It is at any stage in life, but you know, when people are very young as children, you know, you're thinking of their life now, but you're thinking of their potential. You know, you're always thinking about, you know, they're there to grow up and, you know, to have a good life and to contribute. And it is just sad.
Well, it's especially difficult for the parents of any child that's taken away, because, I mean, I can only surmise what parents go through when they've for the loss of a child.
And what you want is a quality of life. You know, you want to be able to make conditions as best as you can, you know, for the child and the family while they're going through all of that.
Yes. Even though the parents know what the inevitable outcome may be.
But you want to have every day a special day, really.
That's right.
When there's not too many of them, then that's important.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I did say at the outset of the programme we were going to be talking about some serious topics today, and this is one of the most serious ones, Irene, that we have on today's programme, or any of the Monday Northside Today programmes. Yeah. Okay. So let's hope that it's a success and you will reach the target of 350,000, and you're hopeful of that, are you? You'd
be positive. Oh, absolutely. We are very hopeful of that. National Pyjama Day is very popular. The majority of children out there bouncing around and loving life and being able to run off to playgroup or daycare in their pyjamas, you know, it's great. And it's great to be able to help in this way.
Yeah.
And people like it. Yeah.
Okay. I forgot to mention that it's also for the families of children who are suffering from life-limiting illness. We should mention the siblings, because we touched on parents, but we didn't mention the siblings of children who are in the situation. You know.
Yes. Yeah, the whole family. Actually, it's to try and improve the quality of life for the whole family. So, yes, you can have a brother and a sister who understand that maybe their brother or sister is ill, very ill, but is feeling very left out of things, you know, because they have to, you know, the sick child has become the focus of everybody's attention, kind of naturally. But when you're a young child yourself, it's hard. It's hard to understand all of that. So that kind of support is there,
I remember years ago, there was a situation, unconnected to myself on a personal level, but I met the parents and grandparent of a little girl who, she must have been about 3 and a half, I'd say, and it was near Christmas time, and the parent said to me that she has just lost her little brother, and she didn't know what to make of it, basically, you know. So even at that early age, the child knew that her brother had gone, and she couldn't make head nor tail of the situation, really, you know, at that age. So
it can be very difficult you know, for children to understand that. So it's great for them to be able to talk to somebody and somebody to listen to them, and, you know, answer their questions and sometimes their own fears then about themselves, you know, and about everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's taken time to, you know, to listen and to hear what children are saying, and what they're saying is important. You know, and to listen to that.
Okay, Irene. Thanks very much for taking the call, and the best of luck with the National Pyjama Day on the 23rd of March. And
yeah, that's it.
The best of luck with the whole thing. Okay, thanks very much. Thank you.
Great.
Thanks for taking the call.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.